So we have new guidelines for drinking in Canada. Two drinks a week at the same time. Do I have to spread them out over 3.5 days? We've gone way, way, way too far. I'll tell you what the previous recommendations were. And I'll tell you why there's a distinction and why one-size-fits-all health recommendations usually do more harm than good. Usually do way more harm than good, as a matter of fact. Let me lay that out for you and what other countries say are their alcohol guidelines and some of the benefits that countless study after study say about moderate alcohol use. I have taken no free alcohol for this segment, and nor have I had a drink in the last 48 hours, I think, right now. I think we're at 48 hours. Anyway, have a listen to this segment on Toronto Today. Before I ask the obvious question, does anybody pay any attention to this? Listen, we have no problem filling a 3.5 hour show. No problem. Don't need to waste time. We need to repeat a few things because some of you are not, you're not going to hear something at 8:30 and that you heard at 6:10, and we can't be like, well, we did that important news at 6:10. So some things are, I would never say things are recycled, but things are given a bit of a different tone, and we come at it from a different angle. So I'm not filling time here. I promise you that. We leave more stuff on the cutting room floor on Toronto Today than you could possibly imagine. Sometimes the better stuff, as we realize. But here's the headline. Canada's new alcohol guidelines advise fewer drinks. Fewer drinks than what? For who? You know, there's three things I love in life. It's walking in the sunset by a beach. It's small puppies. And one-size-fits-all healthcare advice. Because that really makes sense. They don't take into account your age, your level of fitness, male, female, DNA. Did your parents have any sort of health issues that they passed on to you? Do they have no health issues that they didn't pass on to you? One size fits all healthcare. How'd that go for everybody over the last couple years? And we get more one size fits all healthcare from the Canadian Center on Substance Use and Addiction. Now, substance use, addiction, obviously these are things that should be prioritized. But here's their advice. Not for people who've had risks, who are at a higher risk for cancer, not for people who aren't in the best of physical condition. You know, we all could use an extra run or two or to do drop down and give you 50. We all could do that a little more often than we otherwise do. But the document titled Canada's Guidance on Alcohol and Health, the final report, says we should have only one or two standard drinks a week. I said a week. No. Not between 5 and 7 on Friday. A week. That's the equivalent of a 12-ounce serving of 5% alcohol beer or a 5-ounce glass of 12% alcohol wine. Pretty low-risk stuff. Pretty low-risk stuff. Alcohol does cause disease. It can exacerbate health problems. And I do think there's something to the idea that if we want to negate cancer, although I'll make the point, we've never had better cancer treatment. We've never had a lower percentage of people die from cancer if caught in the early stages. We've got technology keeping people alive that we didn't have 15 years ago, let alone 30 or 40. Colon cancer, you can survive that. Breast cancer, you can survive that. Heart disease, you can survive it. But not in all cases. Why? Health is just different for everybody. Your neighbor, your brother, your sister, your spouse. Everything that your body reacts to, theirs may react differently, and obviously vice versa. These are strange guidelines, though, given the CCSA in 2011. They were in a lot more of a party all the time, Eddie Murphy mode. They advised no more than 10 drinks a week for women and 15 drinks a week for men. My goodness, how bad could things get? 15 drinks a week. Under the new guidelines, we're get down to one or two drinks a week. We don't want to take too much moderate risk at the end of the day. I'm embarrassed we're getting guidance like this. Again, we've never had longer life expectancy. Let's compare ourselves to other OECD countries. Our expectation for life is longer than the vast majority of them. Life expectancy at birth in Canada stands at 82 years. It was 69, 45 years ago. We're 1 year above the OECD average of 81 years. What's higher life expectancy associated with? Well, higher healthcare spending per person. We already know we do that. But there's many other factors as well. Generally speaking, we live better and smarter than the vast majority of people in other countries. But wait a minute. Aren't there benefits of alcohol? Yes. More than 100 prospective studies show an inverse association between light to moderate drinking and the risk of heart attack. You ever tell somebody to loosen up? Sometimes there's a glass of wine in front of them 2 minutes later. It prevents vascular disease, sudden cardiac death, and death from all cardiovascular causes. The effect is fairly consistent. Like, again, it's 100 prospective studies, not one control group and not one advocacy group, by the way, that gets public health funding and has to stay bold things, probably to keep their funding going. Increasing alcohol intake to more than 4 drinks a day? Yeah, you got problems at that point in time. It's too much. Risk of hypertension, abnormal heart rhythms, stroke, heart attack, death. Things are about moderation in life. You don't even want to work out too much. That's bad for you. Drink water. 3 liters is fine. 9 liters a day would be pretty risky. So there's a connection between anything that's moderate. I'd also make the point, and The Atlantic put a video piece together that documented this, younger people are drinking less anyway. Of course they are. Here's a random sample about what millennials are saying about how often they drink. We talked about this last week.
I would say I am pretty sick of drinking, mainly because it makes me sick.
Well, it used to be a much bigger part of my life.
Drinking looks expensive to me.
I think the turning point for me was when I had to somehow be an adult at work and be present and focused.
I'm sick of finding meaning in alcohol.
Yeah, what a study that comes out today that I'm documenting should point out is that people modify their drinking as they get older. The Canadian Center on Substance Use and Addiction should be focused on people who are addicted to substance use, not just the rest of us. These aren't relevant guidelines. These aren't material guidelines for the rest of us that already know how to modify and balance our existence. We know we're not supposed to drink like we did when we were 20 or 21 at 45 or 46. And if we don't, those are the people we should focus on. Yes, 80% of Canadians 15 and older drink. Absolutely, that's true. And alcohol can cause disease. But I'll come back to my initial point. In fact, we mentioned a study last week that says 16 to 24-year-olds in the UK, and why would it be any different here, are barely drinking at all. Amanda Mull from The Atlantic, as part of this document on who's drinking and who's not, made this point.
Gen Z is drinking less than any other generation has at their age, and Gen Z are in high school and college right now.
What's behind today's dip in teen and young adult binge drinking? Some researchers believe decades of public health campaigns have effectively conveyed the risks of heavy drinking.
I think that is your first indication of a real sea change.
This is a ridiculous guideline, and you're saying, Greg, it doesn't deserve the airtime. I'm pointing out what a flawed study is. I'm pointing out why one-size-fits-all health recommendations never, ever work. And by the way, how much you drink doesn't seem to be nearly important as how you drink it and who you are drinking it. Having 7 drinks on a Saturday night and not drinking the rest of the week is not the same as having 1 drink a day. The 7 drinks are more dangerous for a given period of time. So consumption of alcohol, how would I put it? It's moderate. It's modified in terms of how we look at. And by the way, it's inversely associated with some good health outcomes beyond just the benefits of moderate drinking. They're not just limited to the heart. You're less likely to have diabetes. You're less likely to have gallstones, those terrible things. All of this being true, I'm happy to have wasted your time on a study that was a complete waste of time. That's what I'm here for.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.